October 9th, a fruit of the Spirit, meekness. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Matthew 5, verse 5. For a long time I was baffled by the scripture verse above. I thought it flew in the face of common sense. The meek don't inherit the earth, I thought. The aggressive, the competitive, the brazen are the accumulators of wealth and power. Then someone told me that Moses was called the meekest of men in Numbers 12, verse 3, and I did some research. Meekness, as used in the Bible, I discovered, does not mean the same thing as it does today. Moses, the lawgiver, a great leader and a prophet, was meek before God in that he submitted, that he yielded, that he allowed himself to be molded and controlled by God. No wonder he became a spiritual giant, and, of course, such a person will be an inheritor in the kingdom to come. It is God's promise to all of us who subordinate our lives to His sovereignty. The Beatitude on Meekness has a parallel in Psalms 37. It advises, "Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." As a follower of Christ, such is the inheritance you can expect. We acknowledge our dependence upon You, Lord, every day of our lives.